Good morning, children. Welcome to module 3. In this module, we are going to derive the formula for sum of the terms of in an arithmetic progression. Sometimes we will have to add the terms of a sequence. What would we get if we want to add the first n terms of an arithmetic progression? We would get a plus a plus d, that is the second term, plus a plus 2d, so on up to the last term. Children, observe the terms here. The first term is a. What is the last term? L. What is the previous term to the last term? L minus d. Yes, children? Now, this is an arithmetic series and we can find its sum by using a simple trick. Let us write down the series again, but this time we shall write it down with the terms in the reverse order. So what is our SN now? The last term, L, becomes the first term here. The second last term, L minus D, becomes the second term here. So on, the second term becomes the second last term, that is a plus d, and the last term becomes a. Children, did you observe? We have written two series. In the first one, a is the first term. In the second one, l is the first term. We are now going to add these two series together. On the left hand side, we just get 2SN. But on the right hand side, we are going to add the terms so that each term in the first series will be added to the term vertically below it in the second series. What is the first term in the first series? A. What is the first term in the second series? L. Add A plus L. What is the second term in the first series? A plus D. What is the second term in the second series? L minus D. When you add the second terms together, you get A plus L again. Isn't it? So like this, when we add all the N terms, in every case, we get A plus L. So how many A plus L do we have? We have N A plus L. On the one side, we have SN plus SN, that is 2SN. On the other side, we have A plus L N times. But we need SN. So what do? We divide both sides by 2. So SN equals half into N into A plus L. What is it, children? Half into N into A plus L. Or in simple words, N by 2 into A plus L. What is our last term here? It is a plus n minus 1 into d. Substitute. What do you get? A plus a, 2a, plus n minus 1 into d. So what is our SN formula? N by 2 into a plus l, or n by 2 into 2a plus n minus plus n minus 1 into d. This can also be obtained in another way. First, we will call the whole sum as S. S equals a plus d plus a plus 2d, so on. What will the last term be? A plus n minus 1 into d. What will be the second last term? A plus n minus 2 into d. We will write the sum in the reverse order. So now what is the first term? The last term becomes the first term. That is a plus n minus 1 into d becomes the first term. The second term is a plus n minus 2 into d and so on. The first term of the first series becomes the last term of the second series. Now let us add the first terms of both the series. What do we get? A plus n minus 1 into d. What is that? 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Similarly, when you add the second terms together, you get same 2a plus n minus 1 into d. So what do we have now? Twice the sum equals n into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Now what is the sum? Sum equals n by 2 into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Let us do a few sums. Find the sum of the series 1 plus 3.5 plus 6 plus 8.5 so on up to 101. Look at the series, children. What is our first term? A. What is the common difference? 2.5. What is that 101 given? That is the last term. What is missing here? N is missing. We know the nth term is 101, but we don't know the n there. We don't know the position of the term. So first of all, we have to find out n. We know the formula an equals a plus n minus 1 into d, or the last term l is a plus n minus 1 into d. Substitute 101 equals 1 plus n minus 1 into 2.5. Solve for n, you get n equals 41. Now what is our SN formula? N by 2 into a plus l. Substitute, you get 41 by 2 into 1 plus 101. Simplify, you get 2091. This is quite an interesting sum. If the ratio of the sum of the first m and n terms of an AP is m square is to n square, show that the ratio of its mth and the nth term is 2m minus 1 is to 2n minus 1. What is given, children? Ratio of the mth and the nth term is m square by n square. What is SM? M by 2 into 2a plus m minus 1 into d. What is SN? N by 2 into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. What is the ratio? M square by n square. Simplify, the m in the numerator and the n in the denominator gets simplified. What remains now? 2a plus m minus 1 into d by 2a plus n minus 1 into d equals m by n. We have one ratio is equal to another ratio. Let us cross multiply and simplify. When you do so, you get d is equal to 2a. With whatever given information, what did we obtain, children? The difference is 2 times a. Now what is asked? The ratio of the mth and the nth term. What is mth term? A plus m minus 1 into d. Nth term? A plus n minus 1 into d. What is our d here? 2a. Now simplify using d equals 2a. You get 2m minus 1 by 2n minus 1. Another example. This is quite a simple one. Find the sum of the following arithmetic series 1, 2, 3, so on up to 100. What is A here? 1. What is G? 1 again. What is N? 100. So, S100 equals 100 by 2 into 1 plus 100. That gives you 5050. We'll see one more sum. The sum of 4 consecutive numbers in an AP is 32, and the ratio of the product of the first and the last term to the product of the middle terms is 7:15. Find the numbers. Sum of 4 consecutive numbers is 32. Let me take the 4 consecutive numbers as A minus 3D, A minus D, A plus D and A plus 3D. Children, why are we taking like this? You will see that the D variable gets eliminated easily. Children, remember, when 3 consecutive numbers of an AP is given to you, you will take it as A minus D, A and A plus D. Here, 4 consecutive numbers are given. So, we will take it as A minus 3D, A minus D, A plus D and A plus 3D. What is the common difference here? 2D. Did you observe, children? The common difference is 2D. Now, let us add all the 4 terms. What happens? The D variable gets eliminated. You are left with 4A's. 4A equals 32. That gives us A equals 8. The next information is the ratio given between the terms. That is, product of the first and the fourth. That gives you A minus 3D into A plus 3D. That will give you A square minus 9D square. In the denominator, A minus D into A plus D. That gives you A square minus D square. This ratio is equal to 7 by 15. We have found out A to be 2. You can substitute in that, cross multiply, get the value for D. When you simplify, you get D equals 2. What are our terms now? A minus 3D, A minus D, A plus D and A plus 3D. Substitute, you get 2, 6, 10 and 14. What is the common difference here? 4. And then add up all the 4 terms. Do you get 32? Yes, we get 32. This is the correct answer. The next one is, an arithmetic progression has 3 as its first term. Also, the sum of the first 8 terms is twice the sum of the first 5 terms. Find the common difference. What is the given information, children? The first term is 3. And sum of 8 terms is twice the sum of the 5 terms. Sum of the first 5 terms. We know the formula. Sn equals n by 2 into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Substitute in S8. That becomes 8 by 2 into 6 plus 7d. How did we get that 6? 2a, 2 into 3 is 6 plus 7d. Similarly, get S5, you get 5 by 2 into 6 plus 4d. What is the given information? S8 equals twice S5. Substitute, you get a linear equation in D. Solve for it, you get D equals 3 by 4. The next one, how many terms of the AP, 18, 16, 14, so on, should be taken so that their sum is 0? Their sum is 0. What is A here? 18. What is D? Minus 2. What is the sum? Sn is 0. What are we asked to find? We are asked to find the number of terms. Substitute in the equation and solve for it. You get n equals 19. So 19 terms should be added to get the sum as 0. Children, I think you can try exercise 5.3. Thank you, children.